Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, until Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. After spending many prokim discussing the melacha of Hitzah, carrying from one domain into another, the main focus of this perek are toldos, secondary subcategories of the melacha of Hitzah, which of course, like every tolda, are also forbidden midaraisa, and carry exactly the same punishment as the av melacha itself. And the first tolda which we're going to discuss is Zrika, when you throw something from one domain into another. Now, as we have learned, for something to be considered a toldo, it has to be done in a very similar way to the av. Now, the av melacha of transferring from one domain into another involves an akira, picking it up in one domain, shinui rishus, which is when you change the domain, and then a hanacha, when you place it down in the new domain. Now, when you throw something into a different domain, you're not actually doing the hanacha. Nevertheless, since the hanacha, since the act of it being placed down, is done as a direct result of your action, it is considered your hanacha, and therefore this is also forbidden midaraisa as a tolda of hitzah. So the Mishnah says, Hazorik mirishus hayochid derishus harabim, one who throws something from a private domain into a public domain, umirishus hayrabim nirishus hayochid, or from a public domain into a private domain, chayev, he is liable. So of course, if he did it by mistake, meaning if he didn't realize that it was forbidden, then he would have to bring a korban chatos, and if it was intentional, then he receives the death penalty, just like every malacha of Shabbos. Now what happens if he throws something, merishus hayochid lirishus hayochid, from a private domain into a private domain? One is certainly not chayev for that, but a rishus harabim bo emtza, there was a public domain in the middle, and the item passed through the airspace of the public domain before it landed in the second rishus hayochid. Now, it's important to remember that the airspace of Rosh Sarabim only goes up to a height of 10 tefachim. Higher than 10 tefachim above a Rosh Sarabim is known as a Mokim Ptur, an exempt area where you're totally allowed to carry and pass things from one domain into another. But we're referring to where the object was within the airspace of the Rosh Sarabim, so it was thrown below 10 tefachim and went through the Rosh Sarabim. Now, there was no hanocha at all in the Rosh Sarabim, so you would think that he should be potter. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, Rabbi Akiva says he is chayev, and this is based on a principle known as koluto kamisha huncha, and that means that something which is totally immersed and totally inside something is viewed as if it is resting in that thing. Meaning, in this context, since the item is totally in this Rishus HaRabim, we view it as if it is actually resting in that Rishus. Because it's so much a part of that domain, it's as if it's actually resting, so it's as if there was a Hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim. Which means that he is Chayev. However, Achon Patron, the Chachon say that he is exempt because they do not hold to this principle of Kluto Kamisha Huncha.